You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Moving into our fourth week of the Rahui, the government yesterday outlined what Alert Level 3 would look like. These definitions will have no impact on the decision on whether to move alert levels next week. That decision will still be made on Monday based on the most up-to-date information. The principles for Level 3 are to restrict contact with others as much as possible. The Prime Minister indicated this shift would not be a rush to normality. It is a progression and carries many of the restrictions in place at Level 4. Drive-throughs and online shopping will be open, while malls and retail stores remain closed. Swimming, surfing and fishing from the shore is allowed, but if you haven't surfed before, now is not the time to take it up. Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says this level requires more personal accountability and vigilance. Ardern says treat level 3 as a recovery room. We will have to stay here until we are confident the outbreak is under control. If there is a surge in cases at any point, we would return to level 4. So the key parts of level 3. Alert level 3 means restrict, as there is a high risk the disease is not contained. The risk assessment shows that community transmission may be happening and new clusters may emerge, but can be controlled through testing and contact tracing. The range of measures that will be taken and that can be applied nationally or locally will be: people instructed to stay home in their bubble other than for essential personal movement, including to go to work, school if they have to, or for local recreation. People must work from home unless that is not possible. Physical distancing of 2 metres outside home, including on public transport, or 1 metre in controlled environments like schools and workplaces. People must stay within their immediate household bubble, but can expand this to reconnect with close family or whānau and bring in caregivers or support isolated people. This extended bubble should remain exclusive, and careful judgment should be taken on whether to include those who are older than 70. Schools, years 1 to 10 only, and early childhood education centres can safely open but will have limited capacity. Children should learn at home if possible. Businesses can open premises but cannot physically interact with customers. Low-risk local recreation activities are allowed. Public venues are closed. That's libraries, museums, cinemas, food courts, gyms, pools, playgrounds, markets. Gatherings of up to 10 people are allowed, but only for wedding services, funerals and tangihanga. Physical distancing and public health measures must be maintained. Healthcare services use virtual non-contact consultations where possible. Inter-regional travel is highly limited, for example, for essential workers only, with limited exemptions for others. More people will travel to work or take children to school, but to avoid taking potential COVID-19 cases to other parts of the country, movement is restricted. People at high risk of severe illness, older people and those with existing medical conditions, are encouraged to stay at home where possible and take additional precautions when leaving home. I think the key takeaway here, mind the pun, is that under level 3, public-facing bars, restaurants, cafes, malls and retail stores will remain closed, but food delivery, i.e. takeaway, drive-through, online shopping and click and collect can begin. Please remember, we remain in level 4 currently. Stay safe, stay in your bubble, but let's start thinking how we might operate in level 3.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.